Pesach and Berak Beis Mishnah. Elu Dvarim Shadam Yotzei Behen Yedei Chavasa BePesach. These are the types of grains that you can be used for matzah on the first night of Pesach, where there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, like the Rav explains. Bachitim with wheat, Basaorim, barley, Bakusmin, spelt, Bashifoin, rye, Uvashivolet Shul, and oats. All these things can become chametz, and therefore there's a klal that anything that can become chametz, that's what your yotze yidei chovas matzah. So these are the five things that are barley de chimutz. Masha ein kein rice and millet and things like that, since they don't become chametz, they just disintegrate. Therefore, you're not yotze matzah with those things. V'yotzim bidmai, and you can be yotze matzah bidmai. Dmai is items where we're mesupik if the ama oretz took off trumas meiser. Most of them do, but a minority of them do not. But aniyim are allowed to eat demai, and since every person can make himself into an ani, therefore a person is yotze by eating matzah of demai. The same Mishnah basically was written at the end of Shabbos, or the chedushim that each case teaches us. Uva meiser rishon shenit lo trumaso, and also meiser rishon, where the trumas meiser was taken off by the levi, but he didn't have to take off the initial truma because he came and he took it before it got into a heap. Like we said there, uva meiser sheni vehektish sheniftu, and also meiser sheni and hektish, that they were paida, even though we didn't pay the chomesh. We learned from here that a chomesh is not ma'akiv, so but the evidence it's okay. Vaha kohanim b'chala v'truma, and kohanim can eat matzah that's chala and matzah that's truma. The chiddush is, I may think that the dafka has to be matzah that's fitting for everybody to eat, kamash malan. Even if it's only fitting for the Kohen, it's okay, and he's yotzi that. Avalo b'tevel, but not with tevel. Something with trumas and maisers were not taken out. That the chiddush is even tevel min derabanan. V'lo b'maiser rishon shelo nitlo b'trumasoi. And also maiser rishon, where the levi went, the mefarshim explained, and he took off his trumas maiser, but since he took it after it was made into a heap, there was still the initial truma that he's chai for, and that wasn't taken. So therefore, you can't eat that as matzah. V'lo b'maiser sheni v'hektish shelo niftu, and also maiser sheni and hektish that was not paida, and the chiddush says you weren't paida on an asimon, that a coin that had a tzura on it. So even though you were paida, it wasn't paida right, and therefore, b'di'evit, you can't use it as matzah. Tfarei Sol explains that all these cases are usher because of mitzvah ba bi'avera. Mishnah continues, chalos todor kike nazir. When it came to the carbon of Taida, it's a type of shlamim that was brought usually for Hodah to Hashem that he saved from Sakona or things like that. And they would bring lachmei Taida, as we've said, that there were 40 types of bread, 30 of them were matzah, 10 of them were chametz. So the 30 that are made, l'shei matzah, person is yotzei chovis matzah on Pesach. So the shaila is the 30 that were matzah, rukike nazir, also by nazir, they would bring 20 chalas, 10 of them were matzah, 10 of them were chametz. Asan la'atzmo, if he did it for himself, meaning he did it for the carbon and not for matzah, you're not yotze, because you need matzah shmura. It's mashma here, so that it doesn't even have to be done l'shem matzah's mitzvah. That's Rashi's shita in the Gemara. It's mashma here, as long as it's not done for a carbon, you're okay. Because only if it's asan la'atzmo, you're not yotze. Asan limkor b'shuk, yotzen b'hen. But if you did it, that you had in mind, that you were going to sell it to the shuk on the street, and in your head, if you didn't sell it, you're going to keep it for yourself and just use it on Pesach, like the Rav explains. The Rav actually uses lashon, if I don't sell it, I'm just going to eat it for myself for a matzah of mitzvah. That does sound a little bit like Rashi. But the point is that if a person baked these matzahs for the todah, the nazir, to sell it in the shuk for people to use it, for the lachmei todah, or the kikei nazir, and they don't end up being used or purchased, and he gets to keep them, he can use them for matzah on the night of the Seder.